Alleged suspect arrested after PA Governor Shapiro's residence set on fire. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 14, 2025. The Pennsylvania State Police, PSP, revealed they had arrested a man who is suspected of allegedly setting fire to Democrat Governor Josh Shapiro's residence in Harrisburg. During a press conference on Sunday, PSP Colonel Christopher Paris revealed that Cody Ballmer, 38, was in police custody. Dauphin County District Attorney Francis Chardo also revealed that Ballmer would be charged with attempted murder, terrorism, aggravated arson, and aggravated assault against an enumerated person. The press conference comes after Shapiro issued a statement revealing that around 2 a.m. his family was woken up to the PSP banging on the door and alerting him and his family that an arsonist had set fire to the governor's residence. "We are preparing a criminal complaint to charge him. This is not a record yet, but the charges will include attempted murder, terrorism, aggravated arson, and aggravated assault against an enumerated person," Chardo explained. "These are all very serious charges. As with any charges, the defendant is presumed innocent. We will file those charges within the next several hours. And we will include a probable cause affidavit, which will detail the basis for this arrest. Last night we experienced an attack, not just on our family, but on the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Here at the governor's residence," Shapiro said during the press conference. "I want to thank the Pennsylvania State Police for safely evacuating our family, for their bravery last evening, and for their careful leadership of this investigation." Several Trump administration officials and lawmakers from both parties issued statements praising first responders and law enforcement officials, and expressed relief that Shapiro and his family were safe. "I am deeply relieved that Governor Shapiro and his family are safe, thankful for the first responders who arrived on the scene, and applaud the police work that resulted in an arrest just hours ago," Attorney General Pam Bondi said in a statement. "Dina and I are relieved and grateful that Governor Shapiro and his family are safe," Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick, R., said in a statement. "We commend Pennsylvania's first responders and law enforcement officers for their swift actions in keeping everyone safe and containing the situation." McCormick added that there is no room in the nation or the state for lawlessness, violence, and hatred. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, D., labeled the arson attack as truly appalling and expressed that he was profoundly grateful that Shapiro and his family were not harmed. "Whoever did this must be held to the fullest extent of the law," Fetterman said. "Thanks be to God that Governor Shapiro and his family were unharmed in this attack," Vice President J.D. Vance said in a statement. "Really disgusting violence, and I hope whoever did it is brought swiftly to justice."